You have permission to get rid of things the easy way. If you feel like you need a sign from the universe to do it, here it is. Hi, it's me. Picture me holding a sign. I recently had some trouble clearing out my garage. My somewhat simple goal to purge some old stuff that was taking up space proved to be harder than I'd anticipated. So I thought I'd take some time today to share my story with you with the hope that it might help. Hi, my name is Lindsay Smith with Exhibit Smith. I'm rethinking the way we save our stuff. I help people interpret, preserve, and better understand the objects that make up our world. If you have a lot of stuff, it might feel overwhelming. But believe it or not, I truly believe that artifact and heirloom preservation can be both easy and fun. In fact, I've developed a series of introductory level workshops on this topic just to prove my point. Learn more about them at exhibitsmith.com. A few weeks ago, I did a little early spring cleaning. I rummaged through the bins in the basement, in our closets, and I managed to fill 6 garbage bags full of old clothes and shoes and household stuff. Some of these things were easy to say goodbye to. Some stuff is just easy to pass along. After all, we have kids and they outgrow clothes left and right, so you just get used to it. But I also made some deep personal cuts to some stuff I've been holding on to for a long time. I've moved a lot over the years, and after a while, I just start asking myself, why am I really holding on to it all? So I decided to finally donate a couple bridesmaids' dresses, from my 20s that I always wanted to wear again. Famous last words, am I right? Now, for some reason, I do feel the need to tell you that these dresses weren't technically bridesmaids' dresses. I don't know why I feel the need to tell you that, but they were simply just lovely formal dresses that happened to be worn as bridesmaids' dresses. So they definitely could have been worn again if they fit. We're not talking 80s ruffles, very bridesmaidsy. These could have blended in just fine. But it's been almost 20 years since I last wore them, and they don't fit, and they haven't fit in a long time. So what are they still doing in my house, right? Well, I think one of the reasons why I really wanted to keep the dresses was just in case I ever did fit in them again. And it would be like a little trophy to myself. The trophy would be me parading around my house wearing this outfit. But that's usually not a great reason to keep something, right? And to keep something for literally decades. And besides, I have my wedding dress if I wanted to play that game. And I'll have you know, I can still fit into the same earrings I wore in high school. So there. OMG. So after many years and many moves across 3 states, I finally put the gowns into donation bags alongside everything else I was getting rid of, tied the bags shut, and set them aside in the garage. But it was then when things got complicated, or rather they threatened to get complicated. I came across an ad for a local charity that solicits donations of formal wear for high schoolers to go to prom. At first, I thought this would be perfect. Here, I can downsize my collection and help someone find a lovely dress. It's a win-win, right? So I stepped into our garage where the garbage bags were piled up, and that's when my mindset changed. The garbage bags were all sealed and ready to go. All I needed to do was put them in the trunk and drive them away. But now I needed to go through the bags, find all the formal attire, set it aside, rebag everything, etc., etc. I looked at the ad for the charity, and the donation deadline was already approaching. There were specific donation hours, and I had to go to a location that was unfamiliar to me. It was at that point when I started to feel just a little overwhelmed. Not a good sign. So I took a step back to reevaluate the situation. I have a lot of stuff to donate. I could do that right now. Or I could take a few extra steps to make sure that my donations go to an organization that really specializes in what I have to offer. I'm creating more work for myself in this latter scenario, but, you know, it'll be worth it, right? So I decided to set the donation bags aside until I had to, quote, deal with it. And that's why the bags sat there for 2 extra weeks, taunting me, reminding me that I now had more work to do before all the stuff could just leave my house. These extra steps were not something I needed in my life at that time in order to reach my cleaning goals. I just needed all of the stuff to be gone. And I've definitely donated to specialized organizations in the past, most notably an organization that provides business attire for individuals seeking employment. And for many years, I donated used books to a local book sale. These kinds of organizations are wonderful. And if their needs fit your abilities, I highly recommend seeking them out. But this particular time around for me, I didn't have the mental bandwidth to deal with anything other than cleaning the house. And that's why I finally gave myself permission to ignore the formal wear charity solicitation. I ended up dropping everything off at one of those big old local donation repositories that takes all kinds of stuff. I crossed the extra tasks off my to-do list. I felt good about it, and I moved on to the next project. Okay, I didn't just feel good about it. I felt guilty. But I also felt good because I'd made the decision and it was done. If you have items that you need to get out of your house and your end goal is to get them out of your house, don't create more work for yourself if it starts to stress you out or complicate things. I'd gotten so caught up with making things more complicated, even though my end goal hadn't changed much. And now I'm sure we could all have a very rousing conversation on what really happens to clothing after it's donated and the issues with fast fashion and all of that. Well, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I recommend Googling it, but be warned, it'll probably bum you out. But sometimes you don't need to bear the weight of the world on your shoulders. If you need to get rid of something, do it in a way that makes the most sense to your time, resources, and even sometimes your mental health, right? And while I'd love for my clothing to be worn and loved by its next owner, perhaps even more than it was by me, there's no way I can control that. Whether I pass hand-me-downs to a loved one or to a specialized charity or just throw it in a bin in a parking lot donation center, I can never guarantee that the perfect owner for that item will or will not come along wherever my stuff ends up. Now, my professional interests focus on helping people understand why they collect and keep the stuff that they have in their lives. And when this particular example popped into my life, I knew it was something that I wanted to share. If you have stuff that's ready to go, but it's hanging around because getting rid of it somehow means more work or more stress, I implore you to take a step back, reevaluate your ultimate goals, and get the stuff out the door. Don't build walls and barriers simply because you're trying to be a better person. Sometimes it's okay to just get rid of stuff. I have a lot going on right now, as I'm sure you do as well. So right now I will not be separating my old jewelry for one organization or putting my children's clothing aside for another. I also have a bunch of books to donate, including some books that people might actually want, like kids' books. But they've been in my garage for ages. And what I've decided to finally do is just walk them down the street to a neighbor's little free library that they have in their front yard. There's a bunch of them around here. Instead of driving them across town to a book drive I recently heard about. The book drive is for a really good cause. But again, there are rules and parameters and timeframes. And right at this moment, I don't have it in me to jump through any hoops. Cleaning out the house is enough hoops. Because sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. And sometimes that means getting rid of stuff the easy way. What are your thoughts on this? Should I have persevered? Should I seek out more specialized organizations every time I donate? Have you had similar experiences? In any event, I hope you've enjoyed today's episode. I invite you to subscribe to my podcast, and once again, you can see everything Exhibit Smith is up to at exhibitsmith.com, including grabbing yourself some free downloadable resources. Thank you for listening. I'm already looking forward to the next episode.